You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
A week-old baby is a beautiful thing to behold. If that baby were to remain in that same state for the next 3 years, we would all begin to wonder.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, save us by your grace from our mistakes and shortcomings. Give us grace to work firmly and imaginatively at the salvation you have provided through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill us with your Spirit, both to will and to work for your good pleasure. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, said St. Paul. Then he went on, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for God is at work in you, both to will and to work, for his good pleasure. St. Paul wrote all of this from a prison cell to the congregation at Philippi, which was made up of people who had been won for Christ during the first foray onto the soil of Europe, following that vision in Troas where a man appeared to Paul in a dream and said, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now the budding young Christians at Philippi are receiving some good advice. Paul is no longer with them. They know he is in prison. Probably they are feeling sorry for him and also for themselves. And his advice is, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This sounds like the very opposite of what Paul was always telling people. We are all saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It is by grace alone, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And now he seems to be telling people that it's not by grace at all, but they have to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. I have known this statement of Paul's to be used by people who deny everything that Christ and his apostles said about grace and faith. It is just as if there were two ways of salvation, one by grace of God, his tender love alone, and the other by works, what people themselves can do. There can be no doubt at all about the fact that Jesus Christ himself brought salvation to people all on his own. He died alone for the sins of the world. He was raised from the dead alone as the living Lord of heaven and earth. The one who died was raised from the dead by his Father and declared to be the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. Only he is Savior and only he is Lord. When people asked Jesus what they must do to do the works of God, he replied simply, believe on him whom God has sent. The apostles said the same thing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. This is salvation, to be caught up by the grace of God, to have faith in Jesus Christ, and to be saved. It is to go with Christ in complete confidence that he is the Savior of the world, that he truly forgives your sins, and that he gives life just as he promised he would. That life, so different from the life that the world gives, is the heart and soul of salvation. At the same time, Jesus Christ told his people that they will keep the commandments of God. They are his followers. They will have no other gods except God himself. They will not dishonor the name of God. They will not despise the word of God. They will honor their parents and not do bodily harm to other people. They will treasure the sanctity of marriage and also the integrity of their neighbors. They will not try to destroy people by wrecking their reputations. They will not destroy themselves by hankering after things, because the fear and love of God will keep them from acting in this hurtful and harmful way. Salvation is the hope of heaven, but it is also the joy of earth. It makes life different right here and now, as it will make life very different there and then. Salvation is an ongoing way with a home-going view. There is no contradiction between what Paul said about salvation coming to people by grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ and working out one's salvation right here and now with fear and trembling. If he were there to help them, Paul said, he would surely do so. However, they know that he is in prison for the sake of the gospel. You've always been obedient, he said to these Christians at Philippi. Not only when I am present with you, but now much more when I am absent from you. Work out your own salvation. Keep at it and keep working at it. Work it out with fear and trembling as young children might who have been thrown on their own for the first time. How do people become children of God? By the grace of God, they are born again just as they were born in the first place. They acquire a new life, just as they acquired life in the first place. In this new life, baptism plays a great role. It always did in the life of the Apostolic Church, and it does today. The grace of God comes to people with great surprise. It comes to young and old in the same way, truly out of the goodness of God's heart, without any merit or worthiness in us at all. Salvation comes entirely from God, as St. Paul himself said. It is from God that you are in Christ Jesus. I've seen new Christians trembling with the excitement of it all. They wonder what they're going to do next, to learn next, to try next. In some ways, they're like infants, eating up everything in sight, including their own fingers. A week-old baby is a beautiful thing to behold. He lies in his mother's arms, completely relaxed. For a little while, that little boy or girl is motionless. That little fellow is just a limp lump. Only for a little while, however. It won't be long before he's stretching and kicking and moving. When a baby starts moving, look out. It is said that earlier in this century, Jim Thorpe, a great American Indian athlete, performed the experiment of trying to make every move that a little child made for 4 hours. At the end of that 4-hour period, Jim Thorpe, with his great physique, lay down exhausted. But the little baby kept on going like that for another 8 hours. God gives babies physical life to be used. He gives his children spiritual life to be used. He actually gives them eternal life to be exercised right here and now with every spiritual muscle they have got. He expects his children to use the life he gives and to use it wisely, even as St. Paul said, with fear and trembling. A little baby lying completely relaxed and motionless in his mother's arms in the early stages of life presents a beautiful picture. If that baby were to remain in that same state for the next 3 years, we would all begin to wonder. Some people, unfortunately, go through their entire lives without developing physically. It is sad, and we try our best to help them. Others go through their lives physically able, but spiritually undeveloped. They may grow up in every other way, but spiritually they do not grow up. They never learn how to deal with the great issues of life. When it comes to being mature human beings, they are still infants. There are some Christians like that. I'm not going to pass judgment on their faith, but they themselves pass judgment upon it. Some are easily offended. Others never pray. They do not even know how to pray. Still others doubt God and cannot get along even with other members of their families. They worry all the time about themselves and are never concerned about others. Some people have no faith in God, and even some of those who have a weak faith in God are so conceited that they think that they can live independently of God. They talk highly and mightily about independence. It is good to have an independent spirit, but it is not real independence to live in self-pity and to wait for someone else to wait on you. Real faith in God, with real confidence in Jesus Christ, that He is the Savior of the world and the Lord of life, gives people real independence. They begin to strike out on their own. Paul encouraged that. He told the Philippians not to wait until he should come around again, but to take the salvation God gives through faith in Christ and to work at it with everything they had, knowing that they are not perfect and cannot do everything all by themselves. Remember, he said to them, it is God who is at work in you, both in the will and in the work, which comes from His good pleasure and is exercised for His good pleasure. That's the way salvation by grace works. People recognize that their salvation comes from God. With that recognition, they go to work. They strike out on their own with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. It is God who is helping them to do this, and God who wants them to do this. It is God who helps them to do this, and it is God who makes it possible for them to do this. It's the will of God for people to will and to work out their own salvation given to them by God. Paul himself gives a good example of how it works out. Do all things without grumbling or argument, he said. Quit blaming others for your mistakes. Stop looking around for others whom you can blame for the things that happen to you. Whatever happens in your life, trust in God that everything will work out just fine. Mountains to climb may strike fear into your heart, and obstacles to be overcome may cause you to tremble. Keep right on going. He is still God, and He always will be God. You can depend upon Him. He will see everything through. He will defend you. He will give you strength to overcome. Keep on going with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, and you will find that God will prove to you how great it is to have salvation from Him. He is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Don't keep looking back. The past is forgiven by the great and atoning work of Jesus Christ. He worked for you, and He works for you right now. He gives you life with forgiveness. Forgiveness is the beginning of life and strength, which is the stuff of life. Use your spiritual muscles and stretch them day by day. It takes that kind of exercise to build mature muscle. It takes faith in Christ to forgive someone whom you would otherwise not forgive. It takes love for Christ to show kindness to someone when you are prompted to pay back evil for evil. It takes determination because your salvation is at stake. Work at it and work it out. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for God is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Notice that the word work is used in this passage at least 3 times. We're told to work. Then we are informed that God is the one who works in those who have committed themselves to Jesus Christ. Christ has committed Himself to them, and they can commit themselves to Him. That's the beginning of genuine life, with a willingness to work. My friend, Jesus Christ did his work for you. It was real work. He lived for you, and he died for you. He loved you, and he gave himself for you. Take this news for what it is, the good news of the grace of God, his love for you, all undeserved. Take it and believe. That's faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ is the work of God in you. Even if it came to you just now for the first time, it is the work of God in you. Take it and live with it. It's life to believe in God and in Jesus Christ whom he has sent. It is eternal life right here and now to believe that Jesus gave his life for you and out of his great love paid the price of your sins so that you might enjoy the full forgiveness of God. Life is not a breeze. It takes work. Work it out. Keep at it and keep working at it. Not sloppy and careless, but resolute and determined. Keep hammering away at evil and working toward the noble and the good. It is work, because salvation is by the grace of God, and the grace of God is not cheap. Work out your own salvation with all confidence in God, that he is at work in you. You can count on it. He is at work in you through the power that raised Christ himself from the dead. In that power, he works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure and for his good work. St. Paul said, this is the way to live. Live that way and you will have joy. Others will have joy with you. I will have joy with you, said St. Paul. What a way to live. With joy in the grace of God and joy in the forgiveness of God. Jumping for joy with all the energy God gives to work out a life energized by the energy of God himself. Amen.